This is News Talk.
Well, you would know that it is nearly October when we have lots and lots of budget speculation right across the papers this morning. And it's interesting looking at what they're saying, particularly on the pension age, and not the age, but the amount that people of a pension age will get. So we'll begin with the Irish Examiner. Increases in social welfare and pension payments and enhanced paid parental leave are among a suite of measures being proposed for next month's budget by the Department of Finance. Hikes in fuel costs and enhanced working from home supports have also been recommended in the Department of Finance's tax strategy papers, which they publish obviously in advance of the budget on the 12th of October, which isn't that far away. A €5 increase in the state pension and basic social welfare payments is recommended, while new parents will be able to avail of 7 weeks paid leave from next August. That goes up from the 5 weeks at present, and we'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. But what's interesting is, so, front of the Irish Examiner, a €5 increase in the state pension is recommended. Then you go to the front of the Irish Independent, a €5 increase in the state pension is as good as ruled out. So which is it? This is analysis that says, according to the Indo, instead it backs higher benefits for working age people on social welfare in the budget. Pre-budget work from officials says an extra €5 a week on the pension will have little effect on reducing poverty. So this is an example of a bit of the kite flying that goes on around budget time. It would seem, if you are a bit confused, it would seem the Department of Finance is recommending or proposing a €5 increase in the pension, and then the Department of Social Protection is not recommending a €5 increase in the pension. So we wait and see what happens. There will have to be a political decision here, because if you have another year where there's no pension increase, that is going to be very, very difficult for government TDs to sell to members of the public. So even though some in the Department of Social Protection would say, well, it does nothing really to help poverty, it might do something to help votes. The Irish Daily Mail also goes with the budget on the front page. Time to buckle up. Really cheerful. Friday morning newspaper front page. Families face huge fuel and energy price hikes in next month's budget, just as experts warn that we're already experiencing a perfect storm of inflation, and unless you've been living under a rock, you'll see it when you go into the shops. You'll see it with the increase in the price of things that you buy. You'll see it with the increase in the price of petrol and diesel at the pumps. It's already going up, but the Mail says that the budget will likely see big increases in the cost of petrol, diesel, natural gas, coal, and on stamp duty and PRSI, and your tank of diesel is likely to go up by almost €1.50 and a tank of petrol by €1.28. That's a huge amount that people are going to face, particularly people who are on the road a lot. They'll certainly notice that in their pockets. Now, the other big story on the front pages is about President Higgins, and is he going to this big event in the north or not, and why isn't he going? The Irish Times leads with it on its front page. President Higgins has stood over his decision to decline an invitation to a religious service in Northern Ireland next month on the grounds that it is political in nature and commemorates the centenary of the partition of Ireland. The President has finally broken his silence on the controversy, and he strongly denied any suggestion of a snub to Queen Elizabeth, because she's due to go to it in October. President Higgins is in Rome at the moment, and he said his problem was with the title of the event, which it was stated would mark the centenary of the partition of Ireland and the formation of Northern Ireland. He feels that's inappropriate, he being the president, obviously. There'll be more on this on News Talk Breakfast. Former Taoiseach John Bruton, I'll be interested to hear his views, what he makes of it. The other front page story is about Maura Higgins, who has slammed a stranger who grabbed her on the street and tried to pull her to his car. The Love Island star said his behaviour after the National Television Awards in London was actively predatory, and insisted it's time we address the issue of harassment. What's amazing about this, I mean, there's lots of things that are amazing about it, just the audacity, but also the audacity of someone to do it in front of photographers, because we actually have pictures of this. So he didn't care. He was trying to pull her into his car, even though he was surrounded by paparazzi. And Maura Higgins has, she's been praised by Social Democrats TD Holly Kearns for raising such a hugely important issue. Holly Kearns said it must be called out and it must be stopped. And I'm sure there's not a woman in the country who hasn't had some sort of experience of this, of a man being at at the least inappropriate, if not something far more sinister, on the streets, either daytime or nighttime. But I am amazed that he would do it in front of the glare of the media. So well done to Maura Higgins for calling it out. It is disgraceful, absolutely indeed. Now, the America's Cup, that's that big yacht race I'm sure you've heard about. The Examiner has been following it a lot recently, and you sort of would have thought yesterday all hope of Ireland hosting the America's Cup is now gone, but the Examiner says that Ireland is still in the running to host the America's Cup after the organisers extended the venue selection process. Seems like they're very keen to have it here, doesn't it? The surprise move comes 24 hours after it was feared that the government had sunk all hopes of the event being staged in Cork, because the government said, we need another 6 months to, you know, do the maths on this. Is it value for money? And they were, the bidding period, the selection period was going to be up, I think, in November. But anyway, they've extended the period. So the organisers really want it to happen in Ireland. The ball is back in Ireland's court now to see, do we want to fund it? What some people say is that it would be hugely beneficial to the Irish economy, very beneficial to the Cork economy to have the event here. Others say that it's elitist, it's an elitist event, it's for millionaires and billionaires, this yacht race, and should we be spending Irish taxpayers' money on an event for such wealthy people? So I'll let you make up your own mind on that. Speaking of wealthy people, in the Irish Daily Star this morning, they have lovely photographs of the most expensive house in Ireland is up for sale in Dublin. It'll only cost you €14 million. It's 73 Aylesbury Road in Ballsbridge. I mean, not a surprise that a gorgeous house on Aylesbury Road is going to cost that money. Went on the market yesterday. It's kitted out with its own lift. I'd love a house with my own lift. And it has an acre of land. And that's an acre of land in Dublin 4. So again, you can see why it's 14 million quid. And it's a 7-bedroom home which spans 4,768 square feet. I'm glad I don't understand what square feet is, but I assume that's absolutely massive. And it has as well a 3-hole putting green, built in 1913. It's a gorgeous house, in fairness. €14 million. We'll see who shall buy it. Now, Kin is the big, big show. It'll be back on again Sunday night. I still haven't seen it, but lots of people, 500,000 people watched it. And there's been an awful lot of coverage about it and whether or not it's glamorising crime and whether RTE should be showing it or not. And when you look at the media coverage, you would think lots and lots of people are complaining about it. But it turns out, according to the Mirror and the Star this morning, that 9 people complained to RTE about Kin, and the paper can reveal the national broadcaster received the negative feedback from viewers after the first episode aired on Sunday night. So you see front pages of some of the papers there and people up in arms about it. Actually, just 9 went and complained about it. Final story for you, and this is my favourite story probably of the week, because this week in particular I've been so annoyed by all of the passwords I have to try and remember to get onto so many websites. The latest was I couldn't find the password to do my online food shopping. But anyway, the good news in the Mail this morning is that Microsoft is going to allow users to ditch their passwords because remembering them is too inconvenient. And it absolutely is. It's ridiculous the amount of websites you have to remember passwords for. The technology giant said people were struggling to create multiple secure passwords, often using the same one for different accounts. So that means that the hackers, if they get one password from you, they can go onto a whole host of things and get access to all your data. So instead now, Microsoft will ask users to opt in to using their fingerprints, facial recognition and authenticator apps. I'm all for that. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's our look at Friday morning's papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.